You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's Kelly. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super dupes.
We're pretty happy. We got an all staff meeting today. Are you jealous of us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're super informative, and I think it's a very beneficial use of our time.
And we'll get snubbed for Employee of the Month again, so, you know.
Oh, well.
Well, you know, that always happens, but you just have to be positive. And
we still have covered parking here at the office, Kelly, so
for
it's
now.
The little things. Oh. It's the little things. Yeah,
well,
for now. Yeah.
It is. Luckily, if it hails again and, in a little while, you know, you'll be covered.
We'll be safe and secure. Yes, ma'am.
What's going on in your world, Kelly?
Well, I am going to this weekend, I think tomorrow morning, like super duper early at the crack of dawn. I'm going to go to the hot air balloon thing in Frederick.
Oh, the hot air balloon thing. Yeah, that's been all the talk on social media.
Yeah, the launch or whatever it is when they do that.
How many hot air balloons are we talking?
I want to say it's quite a few. And I know that they have like a bunch of different people that come out and vendors and all that kind of stuff. So
really? Like balloon vendors, huh?
Yeah, well, not balloon vendors, but you know, like balloon. You could go get food or whatever.
Oh,
you know, like,
okay.
I'm looking it up right now to see how many there are.
It's beautiful when you go to those events and see them all up in the air. I would not want to be on one still. You will never catch me on a hot air balloon, but it's cool to see them all up in the air.
There's a place I went to in Georgia called the Rock Ranch, and they do one as well.
Okay.
There, and it's really cool. So
somewhere out in the middle of nowhere where there's no power lines, I hope.
Yeah, we'll get a lot of this. Yeah. So they said on their website that there were some questions about the weather, but as of, 4:30 this morning, they said liftoff status is looking good.
Green light, go.
So pilots and passengers have received notification to go to the park for a sunrise liftoff.
Unpack your baskets, guys.
So that's for today. So I have to assume that tomorrow will be better, but here's the best part of their website, though, Kelly, is that they tell people, no drones. Keep your damn drones away from
you don't
want to
pop the balloons.
Well, thankfully, I don't have one, so I'm good.
Oh, my God. That's funny. But they do have to put that in there because some joker will show up with their damn drone.
And pop a balloon.
Exactly.
They always impress me, though, when you don't see your typical hot air balloon, which is just the rounded balloon, you know. But the ones that are shaped like pirate ships or like Garfield the Cat or something, those are always really cool to see while they're
fun.
Up there. Yeah, they're fun.
You know, Kelly, if you get there really early, starting at 6:30 tomorrow morning, it's free yoga in the park, too.
Well, I'll have my almost 7-year-old with me, so hopefully I'll be able to get him rolling out of the bed early.
Oh, what a great thing to take your kid to.
Sure, why not?
Oh, yeah.
They also say they have free tethered balloon rides. So does that mean they tether it, they let you go up in the air like so far, and then they just tug you back down again?
Maybe I could do that one.
Yeah.
The tethered one? You'd be all right with that?
I don't care. I'd be okay with any of them. I would love to do it. My son won't, but my daughter would love to do it. So.
No, I don't think it's for me. I'm with your daughter. thanks.
You got all sorts of food vendors. I'm seeing that, so that's good.
Do you think they'll have a guy out there doing balloon animals and stuff?
They got music. They got balloon animals. They got food vendors. You know what? Sounds like you're going to have a great time, Kelly.
Face painters?
Thank you for sharing.
Face painters on there, Dom?
Probably.
No, but I'm sure they are. Or they have been shunted off to the parking lot area, so you got to go out there.
All
and
these
see
goofy
the face
events
painters.
Always have face painters out there.
$50 for getting your face painted.
Wait, they do have a beer and cider garden, though.
Well, now it's getting better.
That's right.
Let's get liquored up and get on a balloon way up in the air.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, Kelly, we're so glad you called. You have a great time, and thank you for being on the show with us, okay?
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, you as well. That's really cool. Next up is Kim. Kim, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Fine.
It's No Filter Friday. What do you got going this weekend?
Well, we moved in our new house in January and haven't, you know, trying to fix it up. It was a rental beforehand, so we're just trying to get things together and finally having a game night with our friends.
Oh, that's cute. What was the most expensive thing you had to fix?
Oh, gosh. My husband put in French drains. He's not quite done yet, so it's a work in progress.
Yeah, the old French drain.
What's a French drain? I'm naive about that. What is a French drain?
It goes like around the perimeter of your house, right?
It goes into the ground, so yeah. It comes from the drains and he digs into the ground and then it filters through the soil.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got French drains. I didn't know that's what they were called.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Why is that French?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I'm going to look it up. I'll find out. I'll find out. I'll get to the bottom of this.
So why
do the French get credit for this?
You bury croissants underneath the drains. Why are you doing a stupid game night?
I like game nights.
Game nights are the worst.
I like game nights.
Oh, Barftown, USA.
Well, it depends on the game. I will judge you on your game, Kim. What are you playing?
Well, here's the thing. So my husband, we have a lot of space down in our basement. So my husband decided to be creative and make a Nerf arena downstairs.
Well, now you've got me. Now I'm back into game night. So you've got like a little obstacle course down there. And
it's just like set up as like a laser tag Nerf arena.
Yeah, it's like a paintball, but with Nerfs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's
so
great.
We're having all of our friends bring camo, like wear camo. We're having 2v2. The floors are cement, so I bought knee pads.
That's so good. Get everybody liquored up down into the basement with Nerf guns.
Kim, I would go to this game night.
You know, you're winning so far, Kim. You're winning No Filter Friday as of this point.
Pretty darn hilarious that you're doing that. How old are all of you?
In our 30s.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, they're not going to pull a muscle yet. You have another 4 or 5 years, you'll start doing that. So.
Yeah, you'll need more than knee pads, Kim.
Oh, my God. That's so fun.
That's really good.
Good for you. Listen, we got to run. You have a great time this weekend, and thank you so much for calling and talking to us.
Yeah, of course. I love you guys. Every morning I listen, so keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kim. Very nice.
We love you so much.
That's pretty cool.
Wow, we're off and running, man. We're 2 for 2 so
That's
far.
Really, really creative.
Here's Debbie. Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, boys.
Howdy, howdy.
So glad you called. So No Filter Friday, what do you got to share with us? What are you up to?
I have a couple of really exciting things. So my first thing is I retired yesterday. My last day is July.
Dilly dilly.
Are you bored? Are you bored yet?
What?
What? Are you kidding me?
I guess that's a no. All right. What's the second thing?
The second thing is we're leaving for Nashville tonight. And I am.
Howdy, howdy.
That's good for you.
You going to the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Grand Ole Opry?
We're going to the Grand Ole Opry. We're going to the Ryman. We're going to the Bluebird Cafe. We already have all of our tickets and stuff bought. The hop-on, hop-off bus for the tour.
Nice. You doing the Johnny Cash Museum?
Graceland. And, oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Well, wait a minute. Graceland's in Memphis, though.
I know. It's like 3.5 hours from where we are. But
yeah, but while you're out there, do it.
Because we're there,
Do it.
Good for you.
It'll be a fun time.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, I don't know if you need to do all the touristy hop off. Just go down to Broadway and just bar hop along Broadway. And that's all you got to do, really.
Well, and that's what I heard, too, is that they in the night they close Broadway off. So you can't drive cars down there, so that's really cool, too.
Yeah, you can just stumble around.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It is fantastic. Yeah. It's a great night. And it's not just country music anymore. A lot of people think, oh, I don't like country, because I don't like country music. But I loved Nashville, because there's a lot of rock and roll going on there, too.
A lot of hip-hop, too.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
It's just Music City now.
It's
not
so fun.
Yeah, sure, it's like almost like the home of country music in a way, but it's just Music City now. So you're going to have a ball. How long are you going to be there?
We're going to be there for 2 weeks.
No way.
Holy crap.
Long time.
That is a long time.
Dang.
We're going actually the first day we, Sunday, we are going to the NASCAR race. So that's the first thing we're doing. And then we'll do all of the rest of the fun things and just look around. And I guess the Gaylord Hotel is awesome. So we're going to go look at that.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Yep.
Would you go to the NASCAR race, Dom?
No, I would to I would to people watch.
Yeah,
I would to people watch.
Yeah, that's good watching.
Oh, Debbie, good for you. We're now 3 for 3 with great phone calls. You have a great time. Do us a big favor. Now that you have our number, right, you know how to reach us. When you're there, we want you to text us some photos with you at some of these places. Will you please do that?
Doing shots.
Oh, my gosh. I'll try to remember to do that.
But when you do it, do us a big favor and do it during, like, the morning show hours. Because when we get out of here, we may not see them if they come in later. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When you roll out of bed and you're having breakfast one morning, send us 2 or 3 of your favorite photos of you in Nashville, okay?
Yeah, I won't do the NASCAR race, though, for sure.
No, that's okay. We just want to see what you're doing. So you have a great time. Safe travels, okay?
Right. Thank you. I love you guys.
Kiss
we
your
love
face.
You back, Debbie.
Bye
so much
now.
Love.
Bye-bye.
What do you think of these plans so far?
My weekend plans are lame.
I was going to say, talk about making us feel jealous. Our lives suck.
Yeah, these are exciting people.
All right, Jennifer, go ahead. Make us feel bad. I'm guessing you've got great plans too, don't you?
I have great plans. I'm going to Mexico tomorrow.
Whoa! Jeez, brag much?
Man.
What part of Mexico?
We're going to Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, never heard of it.
It's on Jennifer. The Banderas Bay. It's wonderful.
Oh, I've heard of that. Well, that'll be good. Why are you going down there? Just for funsies?
Just to have, for a week of vacation.
How nice.
She was thinking the other day, she was like, you know what? I haven't had diarrhea in a long time. Where do I want to go?
No. I was thinking I want a beach massage and a margarita and some fresh seafood.
Yeah, that sounds great. A beach massage? So you can wander out to the beach and they just rub you there in the sand?
Well, they have tables.
They have a table. Yeah. Okay. I thought maybe
and
they
it's
laid...
under a little cabana thing.
Oh,
or
that sounds much nicer than what I was thinking of. I thought they just laid you in the hot sand and started rubbing
you.
You
hear the waves crashing and you're getting rubbed down and you're not at work, right, Jennifer? Mm.
Exactly. You know, and I teach 5th grade, so I need to have a nice relaxing.
You need 2 weeks out there like the Nashville lady.
Mm-hmm.
Are you staying like at an all-inclusive place?
No, we're just going to stay at an Airbnb.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's great.
Yeah. That's
good
pretty
for
awesome.
You.
That does sound
so
awesome.
So now are you going to text us photos also, please?
Of course. I will text you some wonderful sunset photos.
You'll be on a ropes course. It'll be fun.
Who is suddenly this random voice?
Some satanic voice just busted in.
There's a creepy man with you all of a sudden.
Let us know if you need help, Jennifer. Are you in trouble right now?
He said something about ropes. I mean...
Is he in the back seat of your car?
This vacation just got better, I think.
My son is sitting next to me, so... We've been listening to you guys for 8 years, and we can't believe we're actually talking to you. So.
That's so nice.
Do you have a question for us?
What are you guys doing this weekend?
Shut up, Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer, don't get me started. I've been texting back and forth with my wife. There's a party that we have to go to on Saturday that I don't want to go to. So
Jeremy's in last place. Even my weekend's better than that.
I have no interest in doing what we're doing this weekend.
Listen, you are delightful. You enjoy your time down in Mexico, and thank you for calling. Don't forget to send us some text us some photos, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Adios.
Thank you. Adios. We're going to squeeze in 2 more. We're already over time, but we're going to squeeze in Jordan and Giovanni.
Hey.
Jordan, good morning.
Hi. Oh, my gosh.
My gird, right?
I can't believe I'm finally talking to you guys. I call you every morning when I get off work, and I never get through.
Why do you call us every morning? That's kind of creepy.
I just can't get enough of the mind bender and the boys against the girls. It's so fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
Fun. I
people
gotta say,
enjoy
it's
that
fun.
Stuff.
Imagine our lives. We get to participate in that stuff every damn day.
You guys are very lucky. I'm jealous.
Mm-hmm. We don't take it for granted.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Well, that's pretty cool, though, too. You're helping people.
Saving lives.
Yeah, it's a good job.
You're a good human.
Thank you.
What do you got going this weekend? Something to kind of make us jealous again?
Yeah, I got some pretty good plans. So I'm about to go to Waterworld, and then tomorrow morning, we're flying out to Florida to go to Universal Studios.
Oh, you going to the new Super Mario Brothers land that's there?
No, that's the California one. We're going to Orlando.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of dying to go to the Mario one.
I know. It looks so cool that we couldn't decide, but we heard Orlando's better.
Okay. Well, that'll be a fun trip.
Yeah.
Is the Orlando Universal where they have the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster?
I think it is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of roller coasters. We're mostly excited for the Veloci roller coaster. It goes 80 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, that sounds pretty fast.
Yeah,
I'm looking at exactly. Oh, you got Harry Potter land and stuff out there, right?
Mm-hmm. And the Minions and Simpsons.
Yeah.
Oh, the Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith is at Disney's Hollywood Studios within Walt Disney.
Oh, different place. Darn it.
Yeah, we won't be there.
Well, you got the Minions, though.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. So glad you finally got through, Jordan. We got to run, but please text us photos from Universal Studios, okay?
Okay, I will.
Have safe travels. Thank you for listening for so long. And thank you for calling. We're going to squeeze in one more, Jer. We have to.
Yeah.
It's Giovanni. Hey,
hey Giovanni. Forget about it.
Forget about
it. It's my boys in the morning.
Hey.
The boys in the morning.
What are you doing today?
Not much. Just have the day off. Going to take care of some business. And I was
business.
I heard your phone call. I listen to you guys every morning. In fact, I've been listening there for a long time. In fact, I even came down to your studio one time. In fact, Jane was still there, and we got to sit in your little office there and watch you do a program in the morning time.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Called
huh?
Live Audience Friday is what that was
yeah.
called.
Those were the days.
The good old days, yeah.
Like 2015.
Did you bring any food? Because listeners usually brought food in for that.
No, there was plenty of food there.
Oh, you kind of copped out on
stiffed us, huh?
Okay. Us, yeah.
So I had heard you earlier this week about talking about people call in if you've had any time on TV or anything like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I couldn't get in before I got to my job, and I kept hearing people, oh, I had 15 seconds, and I had an interview with this, and it's like, oh, my God. Here, I'm calling into you telling you that I danced on Soul Train for 5 years.
What?
You did?
You danced on Soul Train?
Giovanni's got moves. Dang.
That was years ago. Years ago.
Obviously. What was that, 1971?
From 85 to 90.
85 to 90. All right.
Dang, Giovanni. Jeremy, you got to dig up my bumper music that's Daz.
Oh, is that what it is?
Daz. D-A-Z-Z. And maybe Giovanni can hear it, and he can, like, cut a rug
band.
For us right now. Can you do that
Daz
for me? That's some soul.
Is it Brick Daz?
Brick Daz.
I can send you guys a picture on text, right?
Here we
that
go.
One.
Turn this up. Play this for Joel.
Hey.
Hey, now.
Hey, that's good music right there.
Work it.
Gotta do the Soul Train line.
Don Cornelius was there. Did you become good friends with Don Cornelius?
Yeah, well, we didn't get to see him much. He only came on Sundays.
No idea.
The end of the show, yeah.
No
idea.
He was the host of Soul
Train.
Was it?
I've never seen Soul Train in my life.
Oh, because you're a white kid.
1985, I was 5 years old.
Still.
I wasn't like, Mom, put on Soul Train.
But see, that's what makes it even more funny is that I'm white also.
Well, I know, but you're not a white kid from Littleton. You're a dude named Giovanni who's been on Soul Train.
Who is tearing it up.
Tearing it up. God. Music videos and everything.
Did you get a lot of action because of that?
It happens. You know, you get a lot of people to talk to. But it was so far away from my home, it's hard to get up to California. It's hard to get up to Hollywood. It's about an hour and a half drive.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, those were
well, I
got to
tell you, we're way out of time, Giovanni, but I'm really glad that we snuck your call in because I love being able to talk to somebody who's on Soul Train.
Too.
You're a good guy.
You're the man.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day, and I love watching your show or listening to it.
You're a
Thank
good man.
Thank you, Giovanni.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you so much, buddy. I'm going to give all of these callers today
what?
A 10.
This was five stars
today.
On Yelp. If I were to Yelp
so
these callers today.
Damn good.